All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I don't know what's in that dude's breakfast cereal. Let's just keep it moving. 5 o'clock, great to have you. Odyssey.com, rewind. You missed anything. So, the stylist, a.k.a. R.L. Beard, a.k.a. Rico Beard, has something for everybody. Now, we started the show one way, which was, did the Lions do enough in this offseason now and in the draft where you feel like they not can just get to a Super Bowl, they could win it? And I said yes, based on they doubled down on their need at corner. And they didn't just draft one, they drafted two. And the mark of a great GM is you end up with players later in the draft that if they had taken them higher, you wouldn't have complained. Rakestraw's that guy. Now, what they did in the middle of the draft, it's hard for me to make sense of. Because the tackle you drafted out of the University of British Columbia, yeah, that's a real place. Pure developmental guy, project, not a win now player, and you gave up capital to go and get him. Very Hendon Hooker-esque. And much like Hendon Hooker didn't help you last year, I don't think this kid will either. Minor quibble, but it matters. Because that could be a starter for you at some point. Had you drafted differently. Now, again, if that ends up being a good player in 2 years, it's a great pick. But that doesn't help me now. But we were talking about it. Overall, no problems. But Rico, you have something different for the people. You're going to go a different route.
Well, no, because Mike.
The stylist.
No, because everybody got caught up in the whole draft grades. And
hold it up.
I'm not doing that, okay? Everybody got caught up in the draft grades. And okay, the Lions got an A. You know, this guy said the Lions had one of the best drafts of the day, and they overwhelmed everybody. So my question is, for you Lions fans out there, how much stock do you put in the draft grades of that the professionals are saying about how you pick this weekend? 248-539-9797, because I don't know about you, Mike. Well, you're not on social media, but David, Kenny, it was all over. Like, the Lions were getting glowing reviews. They get an A. They get an A minus. Look at the picks they got. They were able to get, you know, two starting corners. I've often said, and you've said it too, you have to at least give it a year before you know whether it's good or not. But I do want to know, how much stock do Lions fans put into this draft grade that comes out? Because it's an instant reaction. It's, to me, the equivalent of right after your fantasy football draft, you showing everybody your team saying, I'm winning everything. Look, I got this guy, and I got this guy. He was a steal, and I got this and this and this guy. So I want to know, how much stock do you put into this? Why? Because I want to read something to you. But before I read that, Mike, I already know how you feel about it. You don't put any stock into this.
You win.
David?
You always do.
Anything? When you read about what the Steelers done, does it make you feel good saying, hey, Steelers did a great job. They drafted two offensive linemen. They did this. They did that. This
stylist.
When they drafted what they did, I was excited about it. But no, I don't do anything with the draft grade because I need to see what they do on the field. Do they fit together? Does the offensive line work that they just remade?
Yeah, but David, listen. The ultimate grade, the only one that matters, are these good football players or not, regardless of position?
Correct.
You cannot possibly ascertain that after the draft. Now, what I can say, yes, I think Steelers had a good draft. Why? Offensive line blows. They double down to fix it. Good draft on surface. Lions, corner, huge weakness, double down. Fine. But outside of that, I mean, I was listening this morning, and I'm glad John Jansen belittled Costa. Because Jim started doing his little, oh, it's a B+, or an A-. Nonsense. All of it.
So, yeah. So, you see all these teams, and they go, oh, this team did such a great job. And it just leads me to wonder, how much stock do people actually put into these things? Because the Lions, here's one. According to Pro Football Focus, the Lions got an A. Okay? They basically said that the corners for Arnold, Lions trade up to acquire 14th player on the PFF big board. Arnold's an alpha presence in the secondary who plays fearless mentality. He led all ACC corners in interceptions and pass breakups in 2023. Glowing review for Rakeshaw. I mean, just going down the line. Even Manu. Manu isn't on the PFF big board because we didn't have any data on him, but received a lot of hype in the final weeks leading up to the draft. He also ran a 4.96 40-yard dash. He's 6'7", 325 pounds. Like, basically, everything that the Lions did was great. 248-539-9797. The reason why I asked this, because let me read you something that came out last year.
Only if it's with the stylus.
It will be with the stylus.
Yes. Line. That's how you know it's serious literature, when Rico gives you the Bob Dole. When he is holding a stylus slash pen and begins aggressively pointing at people when he's making points. That's how you know.
I thought it was the glasses.
Well, no, that's just you being a rich.
Okay.
It's different. There.
The Lions.
I want to get that thing, like a little head you can put on top, like a little smiley face or something. Like a little troll wig.
Here's last year's grades for the Lions, according to the NFL. Lions made two surprising picks in the first round. Though Gibbs can be explosive and Campbell will be an immediate contributor on defense, picking LaPorta to replace the traded TJ Hockenson over Mike Meyer and Luke Musgrave was interesting. Trading up for Branch and Hooker were both wise moves, while trading multiple picks to get a nice athlete in Martin seemed a bit impatient. Unsurprisingly, after the Gibbs pick, the Lions moved from former second-round pick DeAndre Swift for a swap of seventh rounders with the Eagles and a 2025 fourth round pick. They only had two picks on day three after trades, though I like the Scordell as a top 150 selection, moving from tackle to guard in the NFL. Green could be a deep threat in the in time, talking about the seventh round pick of Antoine Green. Overall selection, overall grade for the Lions, you guys want to take a guess?
Last year, I'm saying B minus.
Kenny?
Yeah, I'd say B.
Mike?
Leave me out of this.
Just play the game.
Probably a B minus.
C plus.
And it was an A plus.
C plus.
Right.
But they came across basically saying you took the wrong tight end because there were two other tight ends better, and we all saw that LaPorta was the guy. Surprising pick when it came to Gibbs. I think we were all shocked when it came to that. But in the end, their first day grade for their two draft picks was a C-, according to the NFL experts. So that's why I wonder, how much stock do you put into these draft grades?
I have learned over the years to put zero. And I don't find it fun or interesting because we've already established it's a total waste of time. Look, you the only thing you can do after the draft, Rico, is did my team make a good faith attempt at addressing the needs that we have? That's it. Lions did that. Now, beyond that, ultimately, like, if Terrion Arnold ends up not being a good football player, no one's going to be able to go back and be like, see, I can't believe they did that. No. Everyone right now looks at that and goes, okay, like, they got aggressive, they moved up, they got a guy who is a perceived value. The Rakestraw pick, same thing. The only grade that matters, do these guys end up being good? But in the aftermath, the best I can offer you is, did you attempt to address need? Did you attempt to add to, like, if you're the Lions, you're in a different window. They needed answers at corner after mm-hmm. Cam Sutton got on America's Most Wanted. They've attempted to do that. I'm good with it. If you want to quibble, it's the middle rounds. giving up a third next year, right, giving up a fourth next year to move up and get absolute project players in the middle rounds where, no, this Giovanni Manu, Brad Holmes himself has said this is a developmental prospect. Yeah.
Now, the only thing that would help them is if Aaron Glenn gets a head coaching job, you would get a compensatory third-round selection this year. So, for being a minority hire. So, that could help you out if he gets that job. But if not, then, yeah, you're looking at, I believe you have a first round, a second rounder, and a fourth rounder right now. You have, but you lost it. The second, fourth rounder is gone, and the third-round selection is gone. The reason why the third-round selection is important is because that adds to your trade value. That's how you were able to move up this year to get Terrion Arnold. You had to throw in a third-rounder from this year in order to get that pick. It's what you would need when it comes to the trade deadline. If there's a player that you wanted to select, maybe it cost you a third-round selection. You don't have that because you moved up to get an experimental player. 248-539-9797. But just wondering, how much stock do you put into the draft grades? Because everybody said the Lions did such a great job this year. Just remember, these are the same people who said you screwed up your first day selection last year and the players that you selected.
Also, do you think they did enough where now you know in your heart it's Super Bowl or bust? I think they did. You know, I wish the middle rounds had gone a little different, but that's fine. We'll let it play. We'll let Brad cook. The first two picks, the ones that matter most, yeah, those guys can play.
Yeah.
And I think you're absolutely better in totality on defense.
Yeah, maybe not starting day one, but they're going to be playing in that first game.
248-539-9797. David, any thoughts? No.
Draft grades, they just don't mean anything to me.
Well, tell Costa.
They just don't. And I was really surprised by that, listening to that this morning. Because everything can change.
Because, David,
everything can change.
No, but what happened was everybody saw how great the event was. Big Gretsch thing. Hey, over 700,000 people. Detroit was put on the map. It was this great event. And then afterwards, not only did you put on a great event, you had a great draft. You're pretty. And everybody was telling you that. And my thing is, for some, they loved it. It was like, oh, you know, Brad is cooking. Brad just did everything right. And it's like, okay, maybe.
See, but on
paper, but maybe not. We don't know.
I like the draft. I really do. But in 2 years, it could be a horrible draft. We could have drafted two busts there in the first and second round. So that's why draft grades mean nothing to me today.
And that's why I say, I always say, at least go back for a year or two and then look at those grades, because now you know, okay, this person turned out to be something. Yeah, this person, yeah, I don't even know what we were thinking when they selected that person. So 248-539-9797. How much stock do you put into the draft grades? And did the Lions do enough, in your opinion, over the draft weekend that they are now a legitimate Super Bowl contender?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Also, programming note, Tiger game rained out. Play a double dip tomorrow. Cardinals stink. You got to take 2 out of 3 there. Keep grinding along. Get yourself to 18-13. We'll keep it moving. Be above 500 end of April. They're going to pull that off. But the Cardinals are bad. Let's go take a series now. Got to make up for that A's series earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Stylus. David, what do you got on the ticket text?
Zero stock in the grades at all. For all we know, we took two Jeff Okudas. I have to wait and see.
Oh, don't put that into the universe.
November will tell part of the story. December of 2026 will tell the final story. I have to wait a couple years. That is Dan up north. Another texter says, I put zero stock. Our Lions had bad grades last year right after the draft. How did those players work out? That's exactly why I wait and see until they're on the field.
I'm with you. Totally with you on it.
Grades. I'm guilty of clicking the article, but grades are BS this soon. But
grades are right up there with mock drafts.
And stylus.
What is your thing with the stylus? Because
we have all identified now that when you really want to make a point, you are stylus in hand. We've all seen it now. Now we know.
It's really not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. David, go ahead.
I would imagine people put good stock with good grades and bad stuff with bad grades. That's why you can't go with it. People just look at it and their bias enters.
I also don't know how you're grading players who haven't played it down. The best you can do if you're going to offer a grade is, okay, I will be grading these teams on their attempt at addressing present need. Now, if you want to give a grade that way, I can respect it. What did they do to enhance what they have on paper? Now, if you do that, we can live with it. But when you are actually getting into the actual quality of the player, NFL history has shown us nobody knows a damn thing about the draft. Nobody. Let's go to Scott, 97.1. Scotty, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, love you guys. Listen to you every day.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it. So, first off, I don't take any stock in the grades, because if we took stock in the grades, we got football gods walking on the field next year, right? Second off, I think they address things with the corners and everything. I would feel much better with an edge rusher and one more lineman, which we might be able to get in free agency. Let's hope. Now, there's this guy in Cincinnati that was talking about he wanted to trade, all right? He wanted a trade offer.
Trey Hendrickson.
Would he be helpful for us, and can we get him?
Okay.
Money or anything left over?
I mean, the helpful, of course. The can you get him? Probably not. Trey Hendrickson is probably a first-round draft pick plus a contract extension. I don't see that, but hey, man. Root for it. I don't care. He's a tremendous football player, highly productive, and he does it in the big spots. He does it in the playoffs. I love Trey Hendrickson, but no, I don't believe you're going to get him. No.
That's unfortunate. Well, no, I mean, you gentlemen have a great afternoon and boom bye.
It's old school. Okay. As far as this draft goes, look, if you want to critique anything, you could talk about pick 126 and pick 132, where they moved up to get Sione Vaki, who was a running back safety at Utah, two-way player. And then British Columbia, no, not a misprint, Giovanni Manu, who is incredibly impressive on a physical at 6'8", 350. But you're talking about a guy who, look, if you want to go by draft grade, was outside the top 25 tackles in the draft and is, in essence, Darkman. This is a guy who comes from Canadian college football. If you're like, okay, well, who could they have taken? All right, well, look, if you want to play that game, for instance, David wanted a wide receiver. Rico's team took him. Super productive, crazy stats. Ended up transferring from UTEP to a bigger stage and then performed huge at Arizona, Jacob Cowing. He went a couple picks after. Now, I'm not telling you that's the right move. Cowing could get cut in training camp or be terrible. But if people are going to critique it and go, I wanted people that could really help me now, that would be the critique. You know, the Trey Hendrickson stuff, I don't see it. And if you're the Bengals, I'm not in the business of trading him. No way, man.
Yeah, a little bit of draft and stash, and you did that last year with a quarterback. Somebody with that pick in the fourth round selection should be on the field. Could help you out on the field for depth reasons or just winning a starting job. And you just got to hope that the Lions can afford to take the time to develop him, because you're right, he's a lump of clay. You don't know what you're getting. If you can afford to give him 2 years, maybe he becomes your new right tackle, and this looks like a great pickup. Mm-hmm. But if not, you know, once again, if we're in December and all of a sudden somebody goes down and you're thinking to yourself, man, I wish we would have drafted this guy instead, well, good luck with that, because you could probably make a trade. Oh, wait, you probably can't, because you traded some of your draft picks for next year to get this man.
Yeah, and overall, this draft largely will be determined by what the top two selections do. You got to walk out of here with a high-level corner. They got two bites at the apple with it. I have no qualms about it. I'm good. I think they are Super Bowl ready. You now have five with Mosley legitimate corners. You know, if Mosley is able to return. But Amik Robinson is your nickel. And you now have three corners for two spots before I ever have to worry about the Vildor experience. Plus Brian Branch as a deployable weapon. Like you have done the job. Brad Holmes did a great job with that.
Hey, David, before we go back to the phone lines, any thoughts? Steelers talking to Cam Sutton. Gonna bring them back home.
Pittsburgh Steelers, character optional.
They are trying to win, clearly. They don't care right now about character issues.
And innocent until proven guilty.
Correct.
Allegedly, or whatever tag we put on there.
I would just prefer they don't. I would prefer they don't. Okay. There are other options out there. Stephen Gilmore, still out there.
Well, it's Stephon. Stephen might be a different person.
That's his brother, I think. Something like that.
Or it's like Rico when he's creating a name for A.D. Mitchell.
Oh, it is Adani.
It is A.D., and that's the last I'm hearing of it.
Stephen and Stephon Erkel.
Exactly.
Let's go to Joel. Joel or Joel, depending on what mood we're in. Joel, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. This is Joel from West Bloomfield, Benzinga. I just want to know, why didn't they take a wide receiver?
I mean, the guess would be you got a lot of free agent receivers still available. I read the list earlier today. Probably much easier, dirt cheap, veteran.
And you know what you're getting, a guy that can hit the ground running.
Right. Yeah. I that's probably why, Joel.
What about the Derby? Is it going to be a two-horse race, or is there a long shot I should look at?
Oh, God, there's always a long shot. I mean, here, I'll give you 1 minute on the Kentucky Derby, Joel. I got you covered. You're in two camps.
Oh, man, I don't have the bullhorn here.
You're either...
I feel like I'm selling you short right now.
You're either Team Fierceness, where he is the fastest horse. He has put up these ridiculous speed figures. Figures Justify never touched headed to the Derby. American Pharoah never touched. You got to go back to Smarty Jones to find a horse that's run that fast. Here's the problem. Fierceness needs it his own way. If he runs into some trouble or he doesn't get it spoon-fed, he doesn't run. He's got three electric 50-point games in basketball, and then he's got two where were you Donovan Mitchell performances from the Cavaliers. If you believe in him, you bet him, because he is absolutely the fastest horse, and he's absolutely the best horse.
I was going to say, so he's the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
When he's on...
He's on.
He scores 70 points.
And when he's not, Tua's crumpled up in a ball. Now, long shots, yeah.
Who's the other one? Who's the other favorite?
The other favorite is Sierra Leone, who's a late runner. Just massive strides. Like Terrell Owens covering 15 yards. Randy Moss strides. This horse is a closer. He comes off the pace, and the Derby presents problems. You got 20 horses. You got to carve out a trip. Sierra Leone, the horse is real. The difference is none of these horses have the speed figure to stay with Fierceness when Fierceness is right. If you want a horse that's he asked for a bomb, like a price, there's a
value.
Bomb, I would classify as anything north of 15 to 1.
Bomb?
Bomb. Okay. Like a bomb, like anything over 15 to 1.
Oh, okay. No, I thought the horse's name was Bomb.
Bomb.
I'm like, wow.
No.
Have we officially run out of names?
I'd probably say Honor Marie at 20 to 1. It's a horse that, you know, like Just Steel is a horse in this race who I love. He's run 11 times. You know what Just Steel is. This horse only run 4 or 5 times, and it's getting better and better, and just had a freak show workout leading into the Derby. Mm-hmm. Honor Marie is going to be, I think a number of people are going to bet for a price. Maybe you get 15 to 1 on Derby day. Okay. I'd look there.
We're going to give you a Derby show on Thursday.
No, we're not.
No, we are. No. We are. Because people want to know.
I'll do it on the podcast.
God forbid they ask me because I'm going to be like the one with four legs.
Well, yeah, you're the one who's like, hey, do the horses wear Jordans? I'm like, okay.
No,
I'm pretty sure we're done here.
It was snowshoes because I'm like, well, Evan was like, you know they wear snowshoes. I was like, really?
None of that is true. 248-539-9797.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All right, David, a few ticket texts. Riggs is plugging in. He's going to be all set up. What do you have for us, David?
Someone says, Kenny is on fire. Well, a dumpster fire. LOL. He's bad at that game. He should stop playing. Oh, another one says that I don't understand all the hate on Manu. I've heard and read everything that says that he will be really good for the Detroit Lions.
I'm going to tell you something. You people are functioning idiots. If you take us repeating what your GM said about him as hate, you're an idiot. No one hated on it. In fact, I've been man enough to tell you I don't know who he is. He could be hosting a show tonight. I wouldn't know who he is.
Yeah, Brad Holmes, the guy that you're letting cook, the one you trust in, said he's a project. That's not us. That's Brad.
Ay, ay, ay.
So it's me and Giovanni Manu today.
My point I made to people was, if you were going to quibble, you could say, look, I don't want to deal a future asset to move up in the fourth round and get a guy who, in all likelihood, isn't helping me this year.
No, and Saturday I was on when that pick was going down. I was following Mark Ryan and Pat Caputo. I would do that. That's why I mentioned his name. Anyway, yes, that was on Friday, literally. Did you see that live? He literally stood up and people were saying amen. He reached the congregation at B-Dubs.
Yeah, no. Anyway, the answer's no.
Anyway, there were a lot of Lions fans that were totally annoyed by trading up in the fourth round and giving up a third round pick for next year's draft for Manu. So,
look, I don't have a right to be annoyed. I don't know the player. I don't follow British Columbia football. I'm simply telling you, this is a guy that you hope by the fall of 25
can assume right tackle duties when Penei Sewell goes to left, which has nothing to do with winning a Super Bowl this year.
And here's the other down part. If it goes bad or badly, he can't help you this season. He won't be ready.
But hold on a sec.
And you also gave up a third round selection next year.
Let's just say a full year in the Lions system and he's ready to be a right tackle in 2025. Let's say that actually happens.
Yep.
Hank Fraley works with him. They all work with him. Then he's worth a third round pick.
No, he is. Rieger, I guess what I'm saying is you went all in. You needed to get somebody who could actually be on the field and help you out next year. Yep. It was like having Hendon Hooker. Couldn't help you last year.
That was just going to say it compounds this. It's a little bit of kind of a hypocrisy where you're in, but you're going to use a third round pick and a guy who can't help you. And then follow it up the next year with a fourth round pick with a guy that can't help you.
Imagine
third round pick you gave up.
Yeah, think about if Hooker is not there and you took a rush edge or you took a corner, you wouldn't have to wait for Houston to get back or you wouldn't have Vildor back there.
I see your point, and obviously they're going to help their defensive line even more, right? However, they're going to tell you that we're pretty damn deep, and a lot of these guys might not even make the team, so why not prepare for the future without Taylor Decker?
I'm not mad. See, again, I'm not mad about it.
No, I know. I'm not saying
but
you
when
are.
When I get idiots and halfwits on ticket text, I'm not hating. Guys, if we can't just talk about something, then you know what? Find something else to do. Seriously. Go get a coloring book. That probably matches where your brain's at.
Olive's got some at home. I can bring some in.
I just make a point.
I got you.
It's a developmental prospect when you are in a Super Bowl window. And by the way, Jeff, the only part of this, and it's really nothing to do with Manu, that third-round pick, I'd rather use that third-round pick at the trade deadline.
Well, see, that's the other thing, right? But as we know, with the trade deadline, you got to be a culture guy anyway, right? Thank you, Mark. Do it again.
No.
One more time.
What's coming up next? No, I can't.
I was driving around at 2 o'clock. I heard the open. It was fantastic.
It was something. I can't believe that's real.
He was
fired up the crowd.
He could be a sermon. He was a high school teacher, apparently, but he could be what David does, right?
A pastor?
A pastor.
Is that the word you're looking for?
Was that a shot at David?
No, Rieger just couldn't think of the word.
David and Mark sound the same, I think, on a Sunday, right?
No.
No.
Can I hear you say, can I get an amen?
No.
No, because I don't say that.
Oh. I mean, I'm a Jew. What do I know? I'm just saying.
What is happening here? Can you just tell me what's coming
up on
your show?
We're
going
to talk about the draft.
Please.
I have an interesting Tiger stat we're going to give you later on in the program as well. We're until 10 o'clock. So
Wojo coming in?
I don't think so. I haven't talked to him.
Does Wojo work here anymore?
I think he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unsure.
Yeah. Anyway.
Saw him for 10 minutes last week, and he was bombed per usual.
Oh, so where'd you see him at?
He came down to the draft thing. Yeah. But he was just, you know, cocktailing it up.
What was he really? That's my
word. Yeah, it had nothing to do with work. Exactly.
Yeah, I think it was Tuesday when Stoney was playing game show host.
Yes.
Oh, I saw that on the internet. You guys had that little draft preview. That was good.
That was fun.
Yeah.
The other thing we did. The draft has just gone. The NFL is taking up all the oxygen in the room. And Goodell's vision for what is about to happen, I think it's going to be a bridge too far.
But how proud of are we of Detroit for 770,000 people? I mean, that's...
Okay. I think the city looked good on TV, and I'm glad nobody got killed. Now, outside of that, I don't really think about it. Like, it's great, but Jeff, no offense, we set an attendance record. Is that paying people's mortgage?
No, I think it's cool.
Is that getting the district finished?
Ooh.
Does that get me a baseball team I care about?
Oh.
No, so
four
like...
games above 500, but I hear
you.
Go home.
It's April. I'm just saying, like, be above... Stylus alert.
Team is above 500.
They're doing what we asked.
First time since 16 in April.
And we just got rid of Buddy Kennedy. Thank God.
Yeah, you did. Yes. Yeah, poor Buddy. Yeah, Andy Ibanez is back.
Good.
So Wenzel Perez, is he going to take Parker Meadows' spot? We might ask that question.
He should, because Parker Meadows is an atrocity.
He really is. And Baez is being back to, you know, Baez.
Mean that four magical days was a flash?
It was like five.
I was going to say, I gave it a week, but yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It was fun, though. Stole a couple bases, got a couple doubles.
All right, we will talk to you guys.
Go home! Come on!
Talk to you tomorrow, everybody.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.